This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, especially tonight. Man, dude, there's so much happening tonight with the riots and the police shooting investigation. The, you know, it's really interesting. How do I say this? It's really interesting to watch what's going on. And, you know, you hear the police say, let's not jump to conclusions. You hear, you know, I probably should introduce the show now, shouldn't I? Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, really, truly, get involved in the conversation. Right? Don't wait. If you got something you want to say, you can hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live, there is. There's a live chat room going on up there as well. Also, if you're a Facebook person, we've got it up on Facebook right now, so you can go ahead on Facebook and comment in the, you keep calling that a feed, right? It's a feed? Yeah, there you go. It's a feed. I like that. Yeah. When I think of a feed, I'm thinking of like a smorgasbord, you know what I'm saying? always a pleasure to have you with me, and I truly mean it. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, riots are not... You already know this. I mean, I'm speaking to the choir here. I realize that. But riots are not protests. You know, I got some of you are screaming. Some of my, you know, black friends are screaming, look, this one was blatant. Yeah, you know what? It very much appears to be blatant. It very much appears to be that what this cop did was despicable. It was disgusting. Okay? I mean, let's just be honest about it. I usually give the policeman the benefit of the doubt. I grew up in a family... I've got policemen in my family. They're not mean, nasty people. And I don't know what happened here. I don't know what caused it to happen. But the way it appears, even after the videos are out and what have you, even a police chief and others have said, it's not definitive. The parents saw it. Family members saw it. Not definitive. But it appears... that what this officer did, what she did, was terrible, was disgusting. Now, she's been charged with manslaughter at this time. And Fox is reporting that the Tulsa police officer was charged with first-degree manslaughter Thursday in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunzweller filed a charge against the officer, Betty Shelby, after viewing the dash cam video and helicopter video on September 16th of the September 16th shooting. Now, the statement said Kunzweller reviewed the 9/11 calls, witnesses, and interviewed others, took other information into consideration before the decision to charge Shelby. Now, I don't know why things happened in the world the way they do, Kunzweller said, adding that he determined first-degree manslaughter the appropriate charge. Now, I get it. Until we know exactly what's gone down. What it looks like is one thing. But see, we've done this before, have we not? We've done this before where we've jumped, rushed to judgment, we've jumped and decided it was something it ended up not being. Right? Remember the hands up, don't shoot thing? Yeah, remember that? All right, so my attitude at this point in time is everything looks, truly looks, like she had no business shooting at him. She had no business shooting this person. But there's a big but there. But why is it whenever we have a shooting, a massacre, whenever we have a shooter in the name of or screaming Allahu Akbar, we can't jump to conclusions. We have to wait till all the information's in. We won't use the word terrorist. I'm not sticking up for her. Don't get me wrong here. But whenever it's an officer-involved shooting, it is immediately the fault of the officer. I've never understood this. I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. I just have never understood this. Because it makes no sense to me. Anyhow, so charges she's been charged with shooting this person. And we're just going to see what happens. I mean, 3 days of riots. Protests are one thing. Let's go back and look at the days of Martin Luther King. Let's go back and look at the days, what he did to make things happen. Now, some of you have sent me emails. I'm not going to pull them up right now. I'm not going to go to them now. But where Martin Luther King did at some point in time call for violence. You know, if we have to push back, if we have to fight back, we will. But it didn't start that way, right? Every one of these starts off with riots in the street. Every one of these starts off. Look at Baltimore. What did they start doing? They start burning the place down. We can go all the way back to the days of Rodney King. The thugs come in and start burning the place up. They shouldn't. There's no reason for it. It doesn't help the situation. Sorry, but it doesn't. And again, I'm not going to beat this to death. So to speak. And then we had that, what, last night, the riots? We had another person shot in the head. They died today. Now, that person is dead. And they're blaming this one on the cops, too. Because in all that chaos, in everything that was going on, let's add some more fuel to the fire, right? Come on, think about it. Let's add some more fuel to the fire and say the cops shot this person because nobody else could have done it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, look at you know, on Facebook, you get a little wild on me there. I don't mind, though. Here's the deal. Whether this guy had a gun on him or not. Now, listen, my understanding on the Tulsa shooting is that he wasn't responding to commands. He was walking away, but he had his hands up. Now, let me just a simple yes or no. Don't get into it with me, okay? If you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Will you watch this one?
Sure.
Just, I'm going to ask them a question.
Okay.
All right. If somebody is walking away from you like that, okay, you're in a situation. I don't even know what the situation that caused all this. Did he rob a store? Did he rob a bank? Was he accused of it? We don't know that much yet. That's why I said when you don't have all the information, it's really hard to even talk about these things. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I normally don't even do this. Because you end up chasing yourself all over the place. And I hate doing that because then you look like an idiot later on. It looks like you just jumped on the bandwagon of, you know, everybody being jerks and the cops being at fault or the black guy being, whatever it is. And you just end up looking like a fool. This is definitely for a commentator. This is a no-win situation. Right? So I just want to know, if you're a police officer, you're in a situation like this, do you shoot to kill? Hands are up, not reaching for a gun. Even if he had one in his waistband, I don't think we know that. They say, but we're not sure. The chief of police has viewed the tapes. He says they're inconclusive. The family has viewed the tapes. They say they now have more questions than they had before. Right? Do you shoot to kill? Yes or no? Just real simple. I know we can shoot to maim. We can shoot to almost miss. We can whatever. Right? But should we? But do you shoot to kill? That's my question for you. And not that we shouldn't be paying attention to it. But you realize now because of this, we are so focused on these riots, not protests. Let's be clear: these aren't protests; these are riots. Because you've just shifted all the attention from your protesting, your cause. You've just now shifted it to the, you know, how far away are we from burning down buildings now? Maybe there's no CVS there. They'll have to find another store to burn down. You've just shifted everything over. I don't know if that helps your cause. Just like when Rodney King was beat up, was shot, beat up, pummeled. What happened? All we heard about was the riots. Right? That's all we heard about was the riots. We didn't hear really, you know, it took days after things started to calm down. It took days before we finally got the semblance of what exactly went down. And according to some, nothing came out of it. Because we were too busy trying to figure out why you would rip up your own communities over this. It was that simple for me. Why would you tear up, rip up your own communities over this kind of thing? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you get any response to that yet? No? Are they a little slow? I thought our people were kind of fast. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. Look, let's move on to a couple of other things. If you want to dwell on this riot stuff, there are 3,000 other shows that are dwelling on it right now, but I consider the amount of coverage on this to a degree. I consider the amount of coverage on this, it's a distraction. It's pulling you away from some of the other things that are going on out there. All right? Because they don't want you to focus in on this. Have you heard about the email, the new email that shows federal immigration bosses were in an overtime push to swear in new citizens due to the election? Now, why would you want to swear in new citizens quickly? Come on, give it some thought. You're not stupid people. Why would you want to swear in new citizens before the election? Why would you pay overtime? I mean, seriously, with everything going on with the amount of money the government's spending, why would you pay overtime for something like that? Now, an internal Obama administration... Well, there you go. That explains it all now, doesn't it? An internal Obama administration email shows immigration officials may be literally working overtime to swear in as many new citizens as they can. And the reason for that? Most of them, if you look at most like California... Just before the primary, somehow, out of nowhere, there was an explosion. Yes, you heard me. Explosion of new voters in California. When I say majority, I'm talking like 80% of the voting Democrat. And we've had problems with voter fraud in California. Big time, big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. We have 60,000 alone in L.A. County that we can prove, that we can document, are either dead, don't live here anymore, been voting in other states, and the registrar of the registrar for Los Angeles County won't do anything about it. Now, the email from a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services field officer, and it's part of a longer chain of emails, urges the unnamed recipient to swear in as many citizens as possible due to the election year. The field office, due to an election year, needs to process as many as of their N-400 cases as possible between now and FY 2016, reads the email, which was disclosed to the news source by Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin. Now, he chairs the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. Maybe these are those 800 or 900, you know, what was it, 900 plus that were here illegally that had deportation orders. We just read about this the other night. They had deportation orders, but yet they're being sworn in as American citizens, which shows you we are no longer a country of a rule of law. It doesn't matter anymore. Things don't. You know what? Why even bother? Why did the Democrats even play the game? Why bother? Don't go through getting them citizenship. Just allow them to vote. Heck, yeah, why not? Right? We can have a line for English only. And then we can have English / American citizens and then a line for all others. How's that? And that way you won't even have to worry about anything. You just show up, you check whatever box you want, and go. Doesn't matter what line especially in California. It's even worse here than it is anywhere else in the country, I believe. He goes on to say, if you have cases in a category other than pending, you are encouraged to take advantage of the OT if you can. This will be an opportunity to move your pending naturalization cases. If you have not volunteered for OT, please consider doing so. How about you put some of those people to work that are out of work right now? Wouldn't that be nice instead of all that overtime? Don't look at me like that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I said earlier, I don't want to beat up. I don't want to beat up. I don't want to beat on. I don't want to deal with, to a big degree, the riots that are happening tonight. And the reason is that everybody else is dealing with them. Everybody else is speculating. Why don't we wait to really get the information in? And this is part of what's causing all the protesting, the rioting, right? Let's just be on the rioting. And I really get a kick out of this because you don't, do they not understand? They don't care. The rioting is not helping your cause. The rioting is not helping people across the country see what's really going on or wanting to help you out. And if we find out people were bussed in for this, I think it's even going to be worse. Hey, listen, I don't know if some of you were listening the other night, but if you can write this down, write it down, please. Write down this number, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You want a free silver silver Morgan coin? Yeah, it's really simple. You're going to get a couple things free, right? Now, I've been talking about this. I don't know any other way, and David Fisher has decided since you think it's a scam or something. It's not. It's for real. I've gotten to know David over the last year, and he's a really good guy. He's a really honest guy. And what he wants to do is he wants to give away a couple of documents that he's written, right? Short reading for some of you. The coming bail-in, how the government may be able to grab your money. And that's not a threat. That's not trying to scare you. I want you to know that there's a law that says they could do that. And also, if you have an IRA or something like that, you can turn it over to a physical metals account, and you can actually take possession. So you'll get a piece of paper. You actually get it in your hand with no tax liability. And for that, if you qualify, if this is something you might be able to do, you will get a Morgan silver coin. It's really that simple. And what's it take? 10 minutes of your time. You want to give up 10 minutes of your time for a Morgan silver coin? I mean, seriously. Let's be serious. Let's be honest about this. Anyway. I should give the number again, shouldn't I? Would that make sense? 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Okay, back to, again, this stuff makes me nuts, because we're being the 24-7 coverage of these riots, not the protests, but the riots, are pulling your attention away from some of this other stuff. Another email that pops up that shows that the federal immigration people are actually approving overtime. Here's a government that's out of control when it comes to spending, and they're approving overtime so that you could run people through the naturalization process as fast as humanly possible. Now, in L.A., I started to tell you about this earlier, and I took another turn. At the events where you have people that are sworn in for their, you know, they become a citizen, and immediately they stick a registration for voting into their faces. We've had people there that grab those registrations, that have looked at those papers as they're being handed out, and Dem has already checked on it. Come on, think this through. The Democrats already checked on it. And when you're explaining to these new people, when you explain to people just becoming the just becoming citizens, and they don't really understand everything yet, and you're telling them, well, don't you want to live in a democracy? Don't you want to live under the democratic process? And they get all excited. They go, yeah, because they don't really understand what representative government means. Well, then you want to be a Democrat, right? Democrat, democratic. They feed them a line of garbage, and they go for it. And we've had some of them who come over to the Republican booth afterward when they get a real explanation of both sides. They go, oh, I want to be a Republican. They go, no kidding. Anyway, so Senator Ron Johnson of Republican out of Wisconsin, and he chairs the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. And he showed this email that was going around on how they were encouraging staffers to take overtime so they could close more of these naturalization cases. Now, obviously, parts of the email were redacted before it was disclosed to the news source, but it was sent by the branch chief of the Houston Field Office, District 17. It was not clear. Now, it wasn't like somebody tripped over it and found it. He goes on to say, I couldn't have said it better, reads the July 21st note introducing the forwarded missive. It's the end of the year crunch time, so let's get crunchy. Go Team Houston. Thanks for all your hard work, the email says. Johnson and Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, in a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, said that it appears that the agency is trying to swear in new citizens as the election between Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton and GOP choice Donald Trump approaches. Your department seems to intent on approving as many naturalization cases as quickly as possible at a time when it sounds instead should be putting on the brakes and reviewing past problems. We are out of control. We are not. This administration, remember when it came, oh, they were going to be so transparent. He still believes he's the most transparent. I can't finish sentences because I get crazy. He still believes that he has had the most transparent administration in history. Now, again, apparently, they use a different dictionary than we do. Right? I mean, transparent for us, transparency means see-through. You know what's going on. You know what they're doing. Not this one. Their idea of transparency is exactly the opposite. The muddier, the murkier, the dirtier, the harder to see through is what they want. It's a distasteful example I give you, but it drives the point home. And some of you, if you're doing this, you know, you're just a bunch of, it's like beating your wife and telling her how much you love her. Right? That's how distasteful I find this administration at this point. Nothing that comes out of their mouth is really truth. Again, I go back to saying, you know, they talk about they've deported more people than any administration. We found that to be false. And now through these emails, we're finding a whole bunch of other things to be false that they said was true. They were telling us what was going on, but it wasn't. Again, just the other day, that Inspector General found that at least 900 people now from a terror hotspots in other countries have been granted citizenship despite facing orders. Now, they say mistakenly. I don't believe so at all. I think they did it on purpose. And they were facing orders of deportation. Well, what the computer systems aren't talking to each other? It was an oversight? I'm not buying any of that anymore. When you have stories from former FBI agents, Secret Service agents, CIA agents, that say they were told to scrub information on terrorists, you know, people that were suspected of being terrorists, of terrorist activity and that kind of stuff. They're told to scrub the information out of the system. How can you believe anything else they say? How can you really believe they want what's best for you, me, and our families? And I had lunch with Bradley Dean today. He was actually in my studio. If you don't know who he is, go look up Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find out who he is. We both have a complaint. You may not like this, some of you, but we both have this complaint. You know, some people make great Facebook warriors. They're great at, they'll jump into Facebook. They'll let you know how they feel about something, what we should do about something, what they would do about something. We can't get them to engage. He's on 50, 60 stations across the country. He's got a great listening audience. Gets all these positive emails, all this positive feedback on his Facebook. No real interaction, though. You want to stop this stuff? You want to keep Hillary Clinton from being elected? Going out and just voting doesn't... It helps, but it's such a small part of the problem. It's such a small part of success. You have to go out, knock on doors in your community, make your phone calls, send out your emails. You need to get people engaged and involved. You need to get... Look, I get not everybody's good on the phone. I get not everybody's good at walking. I get there's all these reasons why you can't do. Find one that's just outside your comfort zone. You know, I'm not asking you to make the big stretch. But find something that's just outside your comfort zone and make a change. Make a difference. Do something about it. You gotta look at this organization already has trouble. Right? They can't record the inadequate review of naturalization applications, the problems that they're having with it, the mistakes that have been made. There are so many things going on. Right? With the Department of Homeland Security. I wouldn't trust any of these apps. They'd have to be checked 2 and 3 times. For me, anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. in pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Boy, you guys are tough. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm talking earlier about, I'm not done here yet, but distractions. Right? We've talked about this, distractions. I'm not trying to take away from the riots, the protests, the shooting that has taken place. But when you have every station... Right. Think about the narrative here. You've got every station now on this. It's a 7x24 coverage of this thing, and it's how, right? How a black man was an unarmed black man was shot, unjustly shot. So what does that focus in on? Where does that bring your mind? It doesn't allow you to think anything else. It doesn't allow you to go anywhere else to see what's going on. People, there's still things going on around the world. You know, ISIS may have used chemical warfare against our soldiers. I can't find that. Can you find that on the air? Don't let them do this to us. We continually let them set the narrative. Don't let it happen. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get in on the conversation, or we have a live chat room on the website, a live feed. On Facebook as well. So anyway, they're working overtime at the Department of Naturalization to get as many, quote-unquote, new citizens as they can get done before the election year, before the election time, if you would. And now they're giving out overtime. Now, they can't vet some of these people coming in. A lot of the people that they're giving naturalization to are coming from these, as they put it, these war-torn nations, hotspots from around the world. They had over 900 people who were granted citizenship, by mistake. Mm-hmm. Sure. Come on, really, seriously. This is why it's so important to get involved at your local level. I know it's going to be my mantra tonight because I'm so irritated about this. That's why it's so important to get people at your local level involved. Make sure that good people get elected. You want to stop the games on both sides, because I know some of you on the other side of the aisle listen to me too. You want to stop the games, then you stop the games. In my own area, we have somebody that they've imported from a hottie top, from Beverly Hills up to our little area here. They've imported this person. So that person is getting a lot of money from outside the area, from the Democratic Party. How is he going to represent me when he doesn't live here, doesn't really live here, hasn't been here, doesn't understand why? Because they're okay with it. Anything to get their guy in, anything at all. Now, the reason I can be so adamant about this and adamant about calling them jackwagons is because when two Republicans, see, in California, we kind of shot ourselves in the head out here when it comes to political stuff. We have now what's called an open primary. That means that now we've got more Democrat-controlled areas in this state than I think you have in some of the other states across the country. So now we have this open primary. The two top vote-getters, right, are the ones that make it into the general election. You could have two Democrats, as we've had in plenty of places. But in our case, you know, lightning struck twice, and we had two Republicans. One Republican moved into the area, moved into my area to be able to run for that seat. And he's a lifelong politician. Always looking for the next open seat. And we fought him. We fought him big time. For me, and for the guys that I hang with, it wasn't any Republican at any cost for any reason. We came against the guy that they busted and tried to shove down our throats. Yes, the Republican old boys party tried to shove it down our throats. Why can't we get the same kind of integrity from the other side? Because their attitude is, you know, hey, we don't care what we have to do. Most of them. We don't care what we have to do to get someone in. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so they're planning on getting close to or trying to move through over eight. You ready for this? Are you sitting down? They're going to try to move through over 800,000 applications. Do you understand that's almost a million people? We can't. 92% of the people, and I'm not making the number up. Go look it up yourself. 92% of the people that were caught coming over the border, that were given orders to appear, right, at a nice court date to appear in front of a judge. 92% of them can't be found. They didn't appear. They can't be found. We've lost them in the country. See, my attitude is, why doesn't the IRS give up the numbers of Social Security numbers that are being used, that are being paid into, first and foremost, of people that are dead, that there's no way they could be, you know, if you've given out a Social Security number 200 years ago, chances are if it's active today, we have a problem, don't you think? And it's the same thing with all this other, you know, if you've got a Social Security number and there's five or six or seven companies paying into that number, chances are really good it's being used by somebody else as well. Why can't we start there? I read these stories all the time. Why can't we start there? Anyway, the effort is reminiscent of a similar bid to bring new voters when Bill Clinton ran for re-election. Oh, gee, there's a surprise. In 1996, Claudia Arnold, a retired U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Specialist in charge of Homeland Security, said, "I'm not at all surprised by this revelation. This is a repeat of the Clinton election playbook." Hmm. Then it was to help re-elect Bill Clinton. This time it's to help elect Hillary Clinton. Look at, they have a playbook. They do things the same way. Do you guys remember when Huckabee... Yeah, the guy running for president. When Huckabee was on Fox, one of the things he said on a regular basis, he said, look, I've run against the Clinton machine. It is one heck of a machine. It's nasty, it's tough, it's ruthless, and it is a machine. And I believe that. Partially because people are petrified to go against them. The other part is they're willing to win at all costs. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get into office. They don't care who they step on. They don't care who they throw under the bus. Let me see. The all-out push shows that the Obama administration is using everything it can to help Clinton win. Right now, Dan Stein, president of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, says that in the pursuit of partisan advantage, one party has decided the integrity of the system is irrelevant. Well, they haven't decided. They've always felt that way. That it didn't matter. See, there are two standards. You guys realize that, right? See, the Dems have two. The Dems hold themselves to one standard. They hold the Republicans to another. And it isn't that they hold them to a higher standard of integrity. Because they're willing to allow this to happen. They're willing to overlook this for their person to get in, no matter how bad that person is. Now, Stein said that they don't really care about checking backgrounds or verifying status and eligibility. It's more about increasing the number of eligible voters in the upcoming election. And how do you check a background of somebody who hopped a train and came up through the Mexican border? Anybody want to enlighten me on this? We can't even do background checks of people in our own neighborhoods, for God's sakes. Because there's so many questions you can't ask, you can't do. That's why I said to you earlier, let's not ask for why waste that time. Why do the overtime? You're going to give them naturalization. Yeah, just do it. Is this nuts or what? And it does. And again, I'm going to stay on the distractions tonight. Because if you want to hear about the riots, if you really want to get into what they're doing, and there's a dozen, well, there's probably about 5 dozen other stations you can go to and get that. Or 5 dozen other stations. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? I'm telling you, we got a lot. Michael Hauser is going to join me in the third hour, as he does every week. I touched on this the other night. I don't know how deep I went into this. But you heard about the Clinton Foundation who honored the wife of the Palestinian terrorist. Remember the guy I told you about? 10 years. Right? 10 years the guy got for building bombs to kill Jews, her husband. But she probably didn't know anything about it, right? And I didn't know. I thought they were just allowing her to speak. At least that's what the original article pointed to. But apparently they actually honored her. It's disgusting. All right, Bill Clinton says, this is what I mean about you guys calling these guys out. Bill Clinton says on CNBC, another Clinton station, we make everything public at the Clinton Foundation. At which time lightning struck and the commentator died. This is just nuts, is it not? I don't understand how they get away with this. Actually, I understand how they get away with it with the commentators. But if some of you people who say you care about fairness, equality, why do you even watch those stations anymore? Now, Cameron Cawthorn at the Washington Free Beacon offered a clear case for the fact-checkers at PolitiFact and other sites of a Bill Clinton fib on CNBC, claiming Tuesday after an interview on the Halftime Report that we make everything public, we disclose everything in the land of Clinton philanthropy. You know, if Trump would really wake up his brain cells, he could have a field day with this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Hey, don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up. Students distribute racism release forms at a college, and everybody loves them. Go figure. We'll be right back.